Sorry, Swifties, you're not going to see your hero on the big screen as far as the Deadpool Wolverine movie. That was the big rumor, that Taylor Swift was going to appear in the movie, and I don't know why Ryan Reynolds decided to squelch it. Imagine how many Taylor Swift fans will not be buying tickets to his movie now.
Well, they had their big premiere, so it's going to leak out whether she's in it or not, so I think he had to say something. And part of it is because Taylor is great friends with Blake Lively and super close to Blake and Ryan Reynolds. As a matter of fact, Taylor has used their children as inspiration in the song Betty. She name-checks three of their kids.
I love that song. I could play that song on harmonica, Tammy.
Okay.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
Tell me I can only play one song. I can play Betty by Taylor Swift as well. Ryan was discussing that recently, his kids' names being in the song Betty.
Obviously, the song has nothing to do with our kids other than our kids' names. But, I mean, what an honor. I don't know. We thought it was pretty damn amazing. We still do, you know.
So, James, Inez, and Betty, that's the three older kids who are all in that song, but he announced the name of their son, Olin. He was born in February of 2023. They have kept that secret all of this time. I'm just so amazed by that.
I wonder why. Oh, that's right. Because they're none of our business.
Yeah.
Olin.
Olin.
O-L-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Congratulations a year later. Apparently, from what we understand, as Comic-Con gets underway later on this week, Jessica, you're going to be there?
Yes, yes. And we have a special celebrity correspondent this year, which I'm very excited about.
Go on.
Well, we'll talk about it later this week. But the big thing...
What a tease.
I know. The big thing at Comic-Con this year is definitely going to be Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds spotting. Because they're going to be all over. The movie comes out this Friday. There's a special panel, I believe, on Saturday for Deadpool that they're doing in Hall H.
Okay.
They're going to be all over San Diego this weekend. And I will be searching for them high and low. Okay. Don't worry.
Have we ever discussed the biggest celebrity you've ever run into?
At Comic-Con?
I know who mine was. Seth Green. How about yours?
I mean, Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh.
That's a big one.
You ran into them? I'm not talking about you saw on a panel. I mean, you happened to just say walk by them. Because ours was Seth Green when we were walking outside the exhibit hall. And Will Arnett.
Well, I remember we all ran into Justin Timberlake that one time.
Oh, he was that
Anna
far
Kendrick.
From us.
It was when Trolls first came out.
Wait a second. I saw Anna Kendrick in the flesh?
Yes.
Why don't my eyes
really
remember that?
I really gotta get your memory better.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd remember Anna Kendrick for crying out loud.
You think.
Oh, another guy. Well, we had a big winner yesterday in John and Tammy's high-low jackpot. Will you win up to $1,000 today? Another chance at 8:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.